idea where to swim to in that pond and no connections to get there. So it's, of course, it's terrifying. The whole way through is terrifying. But I think when you're making a decision to be a creator of any kind, you have to be ready for a lot of things. And like, you're never really going to be ready for them. But I think if you accept in your head that there are lots of possibilities for things to come, like if you can accept in your head that there's a possibility that you'll fail, then you also have to accept the possibility that you can succeed and that you might be one of those fish that is more talented than one of the others. And then you can use those successes, even small successes, even failures, big failures, to fuel your creative process and to move forward and develop your craft. There's no way to know it, where you stand in that world, until you just give it a try. I really didn't think that the podcast was going to be more than like a couple of episodes, but it helps to have collaborators. Like, it's great that there's two of you. You can both push each other onwards and remind each other of why you're doing it, and to just keep going forward like that. And I think too, as a creator, you have to put your ego aside and be ready to face the wrath of the public eye, right? Like, you have to be ready to have people who are consuming the things that you're creating come back to you with things that maybe conflict with your original idea of what the project was going to be, and learn how to take that instead of just setting it aside or negating it entirely. And that's really, really difficult to do. But I think you get better at it. Like, you, the first time you get defensive, it happens. Like, it happens. Keep creating, keep doing things, keep putting one foot in front of the other, keep working with people. Never try to create something by yourself. You truly can't do it. You truly need a team to help you move forward, to give you feedback, to be honest with you, to keep you on track.
I think, like how you said, like, to get your head around that there is a possibility. If there is a possibility of failing, there is also a possibility of success. I think that is always important, like in any situation. Like, for example, when you are in like unstable emotional state, it's really easy for you to think that you'll be never be able to get out of that loop. But I think the key is to think that you have the control over it. Like, you have the power to get out of that loop. So I felt some association between there. Yeah, I think that actually works. Like, pick your head somehow.
Yeah, I'm perpetually negative. Like, I'm always convinced that, like, when I found out that I was a finalist for the WIFF TV screenplay competition, I truly didn't tell anyone until I got a secondary confirmation email from Joan, because I was convinced that they had made a mistake and that there was no way I had actually made it as a top five finalist. But there it was. And I hadn't written a feature length screenplay ever in my life. So I had never, that was my first one. And it was also the first writing assignment or writing project that I had attempted really in a really long time. I've been very inactive since my time at SFU. And so just that imposter syndrome follows you. But if I didn't think that there was a possibility that I was going to fail, then I also wouldn't have tried at all, and I wouldn't have gotten that email. I wouldn't have that success story right there.
Yeah, but that's crazy that you got to be chosen as your first goal.
with clarity, but my commitment's over. Was this love mutual, or did I take a fall? Always contribute more than you. Ooh. Maybe I hesitate to join in a debate of what you thought I thought. Emotional hell of a one-sided point of view. How can I demonstrate after I took the bait? Your expectations are confused. When it's all said and done, it looks like I'm the lucky one. I took a step back and refused.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Thank you. have walked too many roads to know that there are too many to conquer alone.
Share your wondrous women's waves with us in celebration of International Women's Month. Join us for this month's Record Club at CJSF 90.1 FM, room 1420 on the first floor of the Student Union Building at SFU. Thursday, March 30th, from 2 to 4, free food and good sound provided.
Let me show you that the world is full of possibility.
CJSF's Record Club is your monthly musical meetup where everyone is welcome to bring their favorite records on this month's topic. During March, we are celebrating International Women's Month and invite all to join us at CJSF 90.1 FM, room 1420 in the Student Union Building on Thursday, March 30th from 2 to 4 p.m. See you there.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples. Find us online at cjsf.ca, on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and SoundCloud.
Thursday, March 30th from 2 to 4 p.m. meet up at CJSF Radio for this month's record club all about International Women's Month. Bring your relevant records, good sound, and free food provided.
A Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Parminder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is a place to be, featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee. Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go?
Share your wondrous women's waves with us in celebration of International Women's Month. Join us for this month's Record Club at CJSF 90.1 FM, room 1420 on the first floor of the Student Union Building. Thursday, March 30th at SFU Burnaby from 2 to 4 p.m. Free food and good sound provided.